In the lunchtime edition, a major breakthrough in the Charlton Chase murder case. A St. Michael man charged for a shooting spree that includes a murder in St. Lucie and a gun attack on KFC workers in St. George. The Transport Board officially takes delivery of 30 new electric buses donated by the Chinese government, and the Home Affairs Minister gives testimony as the Neil Rowe rape case continues in the High Court. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. The police have made a major breakthrough in investigations into the fatal shooting of 13-year-old Charlton Chase at Silver Hill Christchurch just under 3 weeks ago. Starcom Network News understands that two teenage males, a 16-year-old and an 18-year-old, are being questioned at the Oystens police station after being taken into custody during an operation last night. Charlton Chase, a student of the Lodge School, was fatally shot on March 25th while watching a netball game at the Silver Hill Hard Courts in a case that triggered national outrage. Well, a St. Michael man has been charged for a shooting spree that includes a murder in St. Lucie and a gun attack on KFC workers in St. George. The police public relations officer, the acting inspector Ryan Braffitt, says that the Criminal Investigations Department's Southern Division, the Serious Organized Crime and Major Crime Units, have arrested and formally charged 29-year-old Rakeem Alling of the Pine St. Michael.
Murder of Vair Hoyt on the 9th of January 2025, 6 counts of endangering life, 4 counts of serious bodily harm, 2 counts of use of firearm, possession of 36 rounds of ammunition, and 1 count of criminal damage. These offenses were committed on the 6th and 9th of January as well as 31st of March 2025, whilst in the area of South District St. George, The Pine, and Nelson Street St. Michael, and Checker Hall, St. Lucie. Alling appeared before Magistrate Bernadette John in the District A Magistrate Court No. 2 on Thursday the 10th of April 2025. He was not required to plead and has been remanded to the Barbados Prison Service, DOS.
Alling's charges include an alleged January 6th gun attack on KFC workers who were on their way home after work, and with a murder 3 days after that incident. The Transport Board has officially taken delivery of 30 new electric buses, which are expected to be in operation from May the 1st. The buses are a gift from the People's Republic of China as the Barbados government transitions towards an all-electric fleet. Speaking during the handover ceremony this morning at the Bridgetown Port, the Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw, said the additional buses will improve public transportation, especially in rural areas.
These 30 buses will add to the existing 59 electric buses on island. It will therefore bring the total electric bus fleet on the island to 89 buses. It will also make Barbados the largest electric fleet provider in this part of the hemisphere. These buses press into action to alleviate some of the challenges, particularly in the rural parishes. So areas like Collinstown in St. Lucie, St. Albans, Boscobel, Josie Hill, High Corner, around St. Andrew's Church, Shorey Village, Bathsheba, Sugar Hill, and Chalky Mount will, from the 1st of May, begin to feel the impact of these first 30 buses being deployed into the existing fleet.
Indeed, she added that the buses should be on the road by the start of next month.
They have to be weighed, they have to be inspected, they have to be registered, and they have to obviously have a number of the functions installed on them, such as the Wi-Fi. They have to have the cashless system installed and prepositioned. They have to have the fare boxes placed in the vehicles. The cameras that we have been installing on the other vehicles need to also be put in place. And of course, we have to program what is referred to as the destination signs. And therefore, that process will now have to take place when these vehicles head to the Weymouth facility, where the BYD officials and the Chinese team will now start the preparations to allow us, hopefully, to be able to have this first set of buses on the road by the 1st of May.
Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchia Bradshaw. in the lunchtime edition. Government Minister Wilfred Abrams was the main witness to testify on day two in the rape trial of fellow Member of Parliament Neil Rowe in the Supreme Court this morning. Starcom's Barry Wilkinson reports.
Minister Abrams confirmed that the complainant is a member of his Christchurch East branch, and she came to his house to collect two tickets the previous night before the alleged incident to go to a party hosted by DJ Surf Rat in St. George. It was there at the party that the government minister again saw the complainant, where he, Neil Rowe, and another witness who brought the complainant to the party met again. Mr. Abrams confirmed that they all took a bathroom break and even had to assist the complainant, who he said stumbled out of the bathroom. He confirmed he left the party around 2 a.m., but heard the complainant later by phone when she said, "Neil has sexually assaulted me." The government minister said he asked, "Who Neil?" And she replied, "Neil Rowe." Abrams also acted as a character witness for the complainant, saying she was someone with political aspirations and very well organized. In a short cross-examination by King's Counsel Michael Lashley, the defense established that the government minister did not report to the police that the complainant had earlier stumbled out of a bathroom at the Surf Rat event, and also that the government minister had a friendly relationship with the complainant. Two other witnesses will take the stand today. Barry Wilkinson, Starcom Network News.
China has upped its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports to 125%, escalating the trade war between the world's two biggest economic powers, which has tanked international markets and fueled fears of a global recession. Chinese leader Xi Jinping struck a defiant tone in his first public comments on the trade war, saying his nation was, quote, not afraid, unquote. President Xi Jinping has also called on the European Union to join China in opposing what he calls bullying from the U.S., saying there are no winners in a tariff war. U.S. President Trump says the U.S., meantime, is doing very well on their tariff policy and that it is moving along quickly. That's a quote. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar has fallen to a three-year low. As Deutsche Bank says, the damage has been done. U.S. markets opened slightly down following fluctuations in global stocks over Donald Trump's global tariffs after the latest Chinese retaliatory move. Our top stories. A major breakthrough in the Charlotte Chase murder case, two teenagers in custody for that Silver Hill shooting. A St. Michael man charged for a shooting spree that includes a murder in St. Lucie and a gun attack on KFC workers in St. George. The Transport Board officially takes delivery of 30 new electric buses donated by the Chinese government. The Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Transport and Works, Sanchez Bradshaw, says the buses will help improve public transport, especially in rural areas, and should be on the road by May 1st. The Home Affairs Minister, Wilfred Abrams, gives testimony as the Neil Rowe rape case continues in the High Court. And China ups its retaliatory tariffs on U.S. imports, escalating the trade war that has tanked international stock markets and fueled fears of a global recession. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Bath. Good afternoon.
Don't miss The Latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news, and like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.